This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
And Kaylin, you are the best. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thank you.
That is Kaylin. Kaylin. She is awesome. We love having her.
I'm in the bowels of a Lambeau Field.
No.
From now on, that's how we're going to bring on every reporter we ever get from Lambeau Field for the eternal life of this radio station.
That's right. That is a top-notch all-time drop, Kaylin. You are a legend now. You're a score legend.
Thank you.
That's Kaylin Kaler. And strangely enough, even with that, she decided that she would come back on the show, and we appreciate Kaylin Kaler. If you're not following her on Instagram, you're doing football wrong. Kaylin Kaler Reports is where you should be following Kaylin Kaler. She joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Kaylin?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lauren Tan. How are you?
What's up, Kaylin?
We are doing really, really well, and you were in the bowels of Soldier Field this past weekend, and I love that you invited everyone to geek out with you about the Bears and their fourth down decisions. What did you learn about that, being in that locker room and talking with people around the Bears?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, so this actually like spurred from a conversation I was having during the game with somebody with the Panthers, because when the Panthers played the Packers earlier this season, they only had the ball, I believe, 7 times in that game, which is really low because the average drive per game is about, I think, what did I write? 10.6. I think it was 10.6 or 10.8. And so I was texting this person with the Panthers, and I'm like, wow, the Bears' strategy here is like blowing my mind, like how aggressive Ben Johnson was on fourth down. And he normally is, but it felt different, right? Like, we saw that 4th and 5 from their own 32. And I was like, oh my God, what? There's like no analytics model that would support going for it there. I mean, I think you'd be hard pressed to find any model that said, yeah, that's a go situation. So I'm texting this person in the Panthers, and he's like, well, you know why they're doing that, right? It's because of the Packers dominating time of possession in like every game they've been in this year. And it's been a consistent theme of the Green Bay Packers offense that they were just mounting really long drives and holding onto the ball for a long time. So this was something that the players in the Bears locker room told me, well, the strategy all week was to be aggressive and go for it on fourth down in basically any scenario, because they knew if they were to give the Packers the ball back, they don't know when they're going to get the ball back, essentially, because the league average drives per game, as I said, is like 10.8, and the Packers' average was in the 9s. So they were averaging about a drive less per game, which means their opponents were seeing the ball so much less. So Ben's strategy essentially was like, we're not going to give them the ball back. Like, we're going to just extend these drives as much as we can. And they weren't very successful, actually, on fourth down. They only converted 2 of the 6. But they wound up, and there's a lot that goes into time of possession, you know, not simply just what your offense is doing, but, like, they wound up this time with a 5-minute edge over Green Bay in time of possession. And in their first, or not their first matchup, in the last matchup at Soldier Field, week 16, the Packers had the edge in time of possession by 12 minutes. Which is crazy. That's a crazy number. So Ben's strategy ended up paying off, and he just kept going for it and going for it and going for it. And even though, like, statistically speaking, converting 33% of your fourth down attempts is not a good number, it ended up working for them in the long run.
I know when you're there covering the game and in the press box, it's hard to kind of track everything that's happening on the TV copies and whatnot. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Lawrence about yet the demonstrative nature of Caleb in game on the sideline. You know, the let's call it miscommunication with Burden on the fourth down that leads to an interception. And frankly, I think you can even look at the last game of the regular season where Ben Johnson said that Detroit game was the most simple game plan they've had throughout much of the year, but there were some mental errors, and Caleb seemed more visibly frustrated, frankly, over the last 2 games than we've seen in a while. What do you make of this more demonstrative version of Caleb with the season on the line?
I actually really like it. Like, one of the things, and this is just me observing in my own personal opinion, this is not, you know, reporting from any sources or anything, this is just my opinion, but, like, one of the things that I've always kind of wondered about with him is where has that emotion been? We saw a little bit of frustration last year. Just, I remember some clips of him, you know, speaking with Shane Waldron on the sideline, and you saw a little bit of frustration during that last season. But I just remember, like, he's very, very poised in his post-game press conferences, and he still is. Like, he's still very, very much in control of his emotions and his mood, and just seems very professional in his post-game press conference. And I've always kind of wondered, like, you know, where is that, like, where is that emotion? Where is that drive? And I think we are seeing it now, and I actually really like it. Like, I think it shows, like, we've always known he's competitive just based off of the success that he's had in his football career. Like, you can't be that successful and achieve what he did in college and be such a great player without having that, you know, competitive edge. But I feel like we didn't start seeing it until very recently. And I think that's really refreshing. And I think also, like, probably Ben Johnson's fiery, competitive nature has brought that out of Caleb, right? Like, it seems like the two of them are very different, I think, personality-wise. But I think in that aspect, in competitive nature, I think they're very similar. And I think when you see, you know, your head coach, like, dropping F-bombs in the post-game, I don't know, what do you call that, like, speech in the locker room, like, that's going to bring emotion out of the players, too. If you see your coach doing that, you're just, whatever your coach does, naturally, you're going to mimic. So I think it brings a lot of that out of the players, too.
So as someone who grew up here who understands this thing, and now you have this national platform at ESPN where people can write, can read and watch your work, what was it like to be in Soldier Field for that craziness that happened in the second half of this game?
Yeah, it was really cool. When you're in the press box, I am in the first row, and so right underneath the press box is like the lowest suite level. There's like three levels of suites on top of the press box. So like right underneath us essentially is like seats, like regular seats that are outside in Soldier Field. And so it's all glass, right? So like people who sit right underneath me outside in the field, like they can like look up behind them and like see me. And so there was this like group of guys. I don't think it's who normally sits there, although it feels like it's different people every time. Like I don't really recognize any regulars who are in that row. But whoever was there this week, like every time in the third and fourth quarter, when the Bears scored or something good happened, they would turn around and start like pounding on the glass to get my attention. And I would just like throw them a little thumbs up because I'm like, you know, I'm like, guys, like I'm not rooting for anyone here. Like this is, I'm like, yes, this is exciting. This is a great game. Like I just want to see a great game. So I was like, thumbs up to a great game. Like, so it was like, I would say like in that aspect, it was definitely a unique and probably different environment than like most of the games. But like, it was interesting because I felt like at the start of the game, it was kind of lacking energy, like even from kickoff. Like I was like, this feels like less energetic to me than the week 16 game. And I think maybe that was because there were noticeably way less Packers fans there. Like I felt like this was like a 95% Bears crowd. Like there were very few green and gold that I saw, at least from my vantage point. And so I was like, I feel like there's like less tension amongst the crowd because like it's mostly Bears fans. But then obviously like things got really bad in the second quarter. And then as the Bears came back in the second half, I mean, the energy was great. And it literally everybody was tweeting like, it's shaking. And it felt like that in the press box because literally the people right underneath us are like banging on the window like that we're sitting in front of. So like literally the glass is shaking because people are banging on it.
That's some wild stuff. Caitlin, yeah. You are the absolute best. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on the show today. Thanks for the insight on fourth down. And I've hoped you recovered from the people banging on the glass. I've been in that moment. It is a very weird experience to try to explain to people who can't hear you. There's no cheering in the press box, so I can't join you in that thing. But thanks for helping to paint the picture.
Of course. Well, I hope those guys are back this coming week and then I can say hi to them and, you know, get their names or something. So I can give them a shout out on the air next time.
Thanks, Caitlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.